sign in here, and we have a handout for you as well, and then you can take seats over here.
The tape is rolling.
Sounds like it's nice and quiet.
I don't think I've had any of that before.
Why don't we go ahead and get started? Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming to our public workshop for the hazardous waste regulations. My name is Valerie Kaufman, and this is Jim Trent, and we're both from the Bureau of Waste Management at the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection. And today, this workshop is for the hazardous waste regulations petitions P-2011-04 and P-2011-05. This is not the SEC hearing, and that meeting is scheduled for October 5th in Reno. The intent of this workshop is to provide an informational opportunity for the public to comment on the proposed regulations. So we've asked everyone to sign in on our sign-in sheet to document our public's participation. Has everyone signed in down in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. The workshop is being recorded, and minutes will be posted thereafter on the internet. Note that your comments will be recorded in the minutes unless you request otherwise. Copies of the proposed state regulations are available. I believe you all have copies. And then with that, it would be nice if we could just go around the room quickly and make introduction, just a brief name and what agency or company you represent. And Jim, you want to start?
Jim Trent, NDEP.
Valerie Kaufman, NDEP.
Good morning, my name is Tansy Smith, and I work for the Intertribal Council of Nevada. I'm the Tribal State Environmental Liaison working here in NDEP.
I'm John Warpinger. I'm an environmental specialist with the Washoe Tribes Environmental Protection Department.
And I'm Ken Peck. I'm with Carson City Environmental Control, part of Public Works.
Cindy Burns with Comstock Mining.
Lauren Godbout with Bureau of Waste Management.
Jasmine Vittori, NDEP.
Mitch Herlinger, Bud Benton Associates.
Anna Lynn Settlemeyer, NDEP.
Frank.
Okay, Matt, you want to start this? I'm Matt Schmidt from Nellis Air Force Base.
Jeff Kirkwood with Nellis Air Force Base. Will Fordoff, University of Reno, Business Environmental Program.
Steve Ross with the Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Frank Mabry, NDEP.
Mike Burchett, NDEP.
Senator Campbell, Southern Nevada Health District.
Eddie Reisenauer, Southern Nevada Health District.
Amy Urani, Southern Nevada Health District.
Great. Thank you all for coming again. With that, we'll go ahead and proceed with a brief presentation on each of the petitions. I'll go through a bit of description with regard to them, and then we can have time for questions and or comments. And we only have the two items. So with that, petition 2011-04 proposes to delete NAC 444.8675. And presently, this regulation requires all holders of an active EPA ID number to file a biannual hazardous waste report, or what we call a VRS. Deletion of this regulation will make VRS requirements in Nevada consistent with the federal requirements and result in a modest burden reduction for small quantity generators, conditionally exempt small quantity generators, or conditionally exempt generators, and of course non-generators of hazardous waste. Large quantity generators, which we refer to as LQGs, and transfer storage disposal facilities, TSDFs, will still be required to file VRS reports pursuant to federal regulations, which Nevada adopted by reference, as noted in NAC 444.8632. Approximately 95% or greater of all hazardous waste handled in Nevada is accounted for in VRS reports by LQGs and TSDFs. Nevada is required to receive, review, relay biannual report data for LQG and TSDS to EPA Region 9 as part of our hazardous waste grant with EPA. So with that, do we have any questions or comments with regard to first? Yes.
About how many agencies or how many companies would this affect by removing the reporting requirements?
We have approximately 80 large quantity generators within the state of Nevada that report, and about 6 TSDFs. So about 86 folks that we are required to obtain that information and review it and relay it to EPA Region 9. And then it goes on into the national report. So there's approximately 1,000 conditions of small quantity generators. Any other questions?
Yeah, I do. So if things are going away, and we're reporting LQG, if we're an LQG, we're reporting to EPA, do they share it? We're not?
You're reporting to DEP, and we relay that information to
EPA. So the regulation still exists somewhere that shows that?
You're not affected if you're an LQG.
Okay.
What you do is you end up complying with 40 CFR, which Nevada has adopted by reference, and so therefore you are in compliance with state and federal by complying with that rule.
Okay, so I've been an episodic large quantity generator, as Frank knows. I don't think I will be here, but where in the state of Nevada does it tell me that how I need to report to you? Is that still here somewhere? Because this is all going away. There's something that still exists that says that.
Yeah.
All going away is an incorrect, that requirement. You'll still have the existing requirements for LPG unchanged.
Okay. And the detail for that is actually in the booklet that's put out every 2 years by EPA, and it's referred to as the
8700-12.
Correct. 8700-13AB. It's the same, but the first four pages are the 8700-12 and thereafter. So I'm just referring to more description in these in this booklet. Any other questions? Comments? No? Okay, with that then, go ahead.
When does this take effect?
We are going to go to the SEC on October 5th of 2011, and then it's my understanding that there has to be a review period per state regulation or requirements thereafter, and then it would be effective as of the October 5th.
It wouldn't have any practical effect until the next BRS cycle, which commences.
Yes.
The reports would be due on March 1st, but as you may or may not know, when a regulation revision is approved by the SEC, there is still some sort of legislative review that comes later within a certain time. So the actual final approval would be, I would imagine, sometime in the fall.
Okay.
And we're doing it now in preparation so that we know what to expect when the next BRS cycle reports would be due on March 1st, and then we'll know who has to report when we start gearing up in January for the reporting cycle.
So I would still have to file a small quantity generator in March, no matter what?
No. No, if the regulation revision passes and it's all closed by, all stamped and approved, it would be effective with this coming regulation cycle.
Oh, okay.
So if you're an SPG, you would not have to file.
Yeah. Any other questions? Yes.
Does anybody have any history as to why small quantity generators were included in the requirement before?
I would venture that when the regulation was passed in Nevada and our hazardous waste programs were set up, we had a much, much smaller program. And I believe at that time there was a concern that Nevada not be overwhelmed with waste from out of state. And that was one way of having information about the waste that's in the state. Those days we had two or three people in hazardous waste. We now have 8 inspectors operating out of 2 offices. And so we have a much better handle, if you will, on the traffic, the volume of hazardous waste.
So it's not necessary anymore?
It's not necessary.
Okay. If there are no more questions with that, then we'll move to the second petition, which is petition 2011-05. And that petition proposes to delete NAC 444.8752 through NAC 444.8788 inclusive. These regulations pertain to a grant-funded program for reduction of hazardous or industrial waste. This grant program is obsolete and has not been implemented in over a decade, as no funding for the program is included in the legislatively approved budget. The specific regulatory provisions to be deleted include, and this will be lengthy, but to be exact, NAC 44.8752, 0.8758, 0.8764, 0.8764, 0.8768, 0.8768, 0.8782, 0.8784, 0.8786, 0.8784, 0.8788, and 0.8788. Please note that these regulations, which are proposed for deletion, are in no way related to the RCRA hazardous waste grant that NDEP receives from EPA Region 9 to implement the hazardous waste program. So with that, are there any questions or comments?
So the thing, this grant setup is basically for grants, or this regulation was for grants given to businesses in the 90s to reduce hazardous waste?
I'm sorry, could you repeat your question again?
So what these grants were given to directly to businesses in the 90s to reduce their hazardous waste?
I'm not sure when they were given, but they're obsolete, and they haven't, like we said, implemented in over a decade. And
but they were
trying to clean them up and get them off the books, because we get questions about them, and they're just something that isn't used anymore. It has been implemented in over a decade and isn't funded, which is the important thing. I think at some time they were used to try and spur some sort of environmental technologies, but I think the feeling is now is, you know, companies can probably do that on their own, and in you know, the budget climate, there just isn't money for something like that. I can't give you an example of one, because in my lifetime with the agency, we haven't been involved in them.
Correct. I was just going to, it's probably duplicative, but my understanding is that businesses, qualified applicant, i.e. a generator, would make application to the agency with some sort of technology that they proposed would reduce hazardous or industrial waste, and grant monies were forwarded to them in grant fashion or through grant funding in order to implement those. But as Jim has indicated, I sought to research and could not find any indication of grant of one of these examples. Any other questions? Comments? Okay, well, with that, we will conclude our public workshop. And as indicated previously, the petitions will go before the State Environmental Commission on October 5th. If they do agree to pass those, implement them, then there will be a review period thereafter, and it will be, these requirements will become effective as of that date, October 5th or immediately following.
And those of you who are generators and may be following this with interest, just keep your eyes on our NDEP website, where we have, there's a specific web page regarding the BRS requirements, and if there's any changes, we'll make sure that's up there and highlighted and flashing red or something, so that we, hopefully if it passes, won't get inundated with forms that we don't need. So keep your eyes on the website, and we'll let you know as things proceed.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can anyone kill the tape?
Thank you.